If you're just touching her body and kissing her body, very difficult for her and not very effective. Oral is like the worst thing. Two very strong patterns that women often have. One is feeling really self-conscious of her body. She doesn't like her body. She is uncomfortable with her body being looked at. The second thing is she's uncomfortable with receiving pleasure. She's uncomfortable with something in sex being focused on her only, like she's just relaxing and receiving and you are given pleasure. And that's why she avoids it and she interrupts it, starts focusing on you, because that gives her an escape to refocus it on you, so she doesn't have to deal with that and then kind of move on to penetration. So what you've got to understand is that the things that you've been doing so far are just going to be very difficult for her and not very effective. Yeah, if you're just touching her body and kissing her body, she feels exposed because you're basically just looking at her body when you're touching her and kissing her, and she feels uncomfortable with receiving pleasure. And the reason that women often feel uncomfortable with receiving pleasure, you know, there is often sort of a cultural component. It feels strange for women to accept their pleasure, but also there's kind of like a natural feeling to it, if you think about it. She is just supposed to be there pleasured. So it's not like an interaction. It's not like a shared experience. She's supposed to just be receiving something. It's kind of an odd place to be. It's almost like she's like a project for you, you know? And a part of that project is often that there is an expectation from a man. Like you're trying to achieve something. You're touching her body. Everything about you communicates. Are you getting turned on? Are you ready yet? It's not something you're saying, but it's something that's kind of communicated through the intent. So women often feel both like basically passive objects in the suggestion that, you know, you just want to please her and pleasure her. But also they feel pressure that, you know, they have to deliver something to your technique, some kind of result. And often they don't even like know what exactly that result should be. But even if they do, it just feels like she has to basically, you know, produce something from her body according to your technique. So the whole dynamic of just focusing on touching her, kissing her body while she's relaxing and receiving creates that uncomfortable place for a woman where we are not having sex anymore. I'm just being here as a body for your project. Does that make sense? For you to take me to an orgasm so that you can feel good that you're pleasing me, or for you to arouse me, you know, so that you can feel good that you're pleasing me. Yeah. So this is why I really, really discourage men at any point to feel like you're doing something for the woman. Okay, like you're a good lover, you're going to like give her great pleasure. But if you look into the technique that I'm giving all the time, I'm teaching you all the time to not treat it as you're just working her body to, you know, to give her pleasure. I only teach you to enjoy her body knowledgeably with a good practice, a good technique, good understanding of the body. But you are there not to pleasure her. You're there to really enjoy her body because like you really like it. And the effect of it is a lot of pleasure for her. And that's how it works best. Yes, I always teach you to do that. So by just touching her body, kissing her body, you're really putting her on the spot there. Oral is like the worst thing for this kind of woman. I just want to make it clear that I'm not saying that these things are generally like wrong to do. Yeah, there are a lot of women who will be totally fine with it. And they will enjoy exactly this. And they will ask for that, to enjoy oral like this, of course. And they want to be touched and they want to be kissed on their body. It's just, you know, it can be a weak spot generally in sexual practice to do that. And for a woman who's particularly vulnerable to that from her mindset, makes this a problem. Yeah. For a lot of women, oral, especially women of this kind who feel self-conscious, one, and two, they feel uncomfortable receiving pleasure, oral is like the worst thing. It's the most difficult thing. Why? First of all, she's completely exposed. There's nothing more exposing, like physically, visually, than oral, yeah? If she has a problem with her body being seen, this is like the absolute peak of the challenge. Imagine it. She's there with her legs completely open. She probably doesn't like the way her vagina looks, if she's self-conscious about the rest of her body. And you're there with your face, looking straight at it. She's there completely like, you know, in this open position. That's, you know, the most difficult place for her to be if she's self-conscious about the body. If she's uncomfortable with receiving pleasure, same thing. It's the position where she literally can't do anything. She can't engage in any way. Even when a woman is taken from behind, which feels quite passive, it's still kind of, there's emotion to it, and there's like a dynamic of, you know, kind of the taken and the being taken. But in oral, it is literally, she's an object that you're working on, and there's no way she can engage with you. She can't hold you. She can't feel close to you. She only feels your face. She doesn't feel like the rest of your body at all. And oral is typically, by men, is very goal oriented. Yeah, so you're trying to make her come. She feels under the under pressure to come, or at the very least, you're trying to make her aroused. It's very rarely just with the idea of just spending some time there and enjoying her. There's always, I'm not going to say always, but most of the time, at least before people learn from me, the idea of, you know, trying to get it to some kind of a state, yeah, which she has to produce. So, you know, there's a good chance that maybe you were doing that before as well, before you discovered my course, and now she has that history built with you as well. So that's why, you know, I always go on that, you know, kissing the body, touching the body with hands is, you know, really poor foreplay. Oral is not foreplay at all. And like, I know that people, some people like all of these things as foreplay, but there's just a million reasons why they don't work very well in a lot of cases. So it's the practice of body to body flow in module 6, explained in detail there. That, you know, is a much more effective foreplay for many reasons, for the reasons explained there. But, you know, in this particular context, the reason is that if your foreplay is basically just loving her body, enjoying her erotic body in closeness, you're completely in her body, you're like, you know, your bodies are interacting, yeah, you will see all the practices, you've got all the positions there, you know what I mean, it's all shown there how to do that. Why does that resolve the problems here? First of all, she's not exposed. She feels that you are really in her body, you're just feeling her, you're not watching her. Yeah, and that can be sort of in all the positions that I showed. Secondly, because you are not leaving her in a position where she's just a passive recipient and she's just being pleasured, the body-to-body flow will always induce a response from her, a responsive movement. Yeah, she's never going to be still. She will want to move into you, especially in a frontal position. She will feel like she's engaging, like she can feel you, and she will want to feel you more. Yeah, she doesn't feel you at all when your head is down there. So just the feeling of your body makes her want to touch it, to kind of put her arms around it, to kind of move into it, like from any position, but from a frontal position for sure. So that makes her feel like she's a participant, that she's not being worked, that you're both just enjoying each other. So it takes off that pressure of her that this is something where she has to be pleased and she has to deliver. Yeah, and it takes off the goal. Like, there's no longer this goal that you are trying to produce some kind of a response. It just feels like you're enjoying each other. Feels like intimacy, yeah? So it releases all these tensions from her. The quality of what you can do in the body-to-body flow is far more than what you can do by kissing the body or by touching the body, yeah? Because you're just using a lot more contact and a much sexier movement for her, enjoying her erotic body. You're still kissing her body. You're still touching it. Just not in this position of watching her, yeah, and expecting a response, and it feels organic to her. So that's the first thing. There's literally no point for you from now on ever to just be kissing her body, touching her body, when you can be kissing and touching her body while you're engaging in this actual lovemaking through your bodies with each other. You've got all the positions there. What I really recommend, best one to start with, but you've got to take off this objective that you're trying to please her and trying to turn her on. You know, she will feel it. It's not going to work. Just enjoying each other's bodies. Always think of it as a mutual thing, that you both want to enjoy each other's bodies. Yeah. At some point, she might be open to oral, not in the way that, you know, she was persuaded, but genuinely when she has totally relaxed, she can get aroused from the body. She feels under no pressure from you, you know, trying to get her somewhere. And she feels a lot more comfortable with her body and with receiving pleasure.